Господь, если поще нас, Тебе слава воссылаем, Отцу и Сыну Святому Духу, ныне и присно, и во веки
my song, and he has become my salvation. chastened me, but he hath not given me over unto death.
The Lord is my strength and my song, and hath become my salvation.
My soul hath magnified the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour.
My soul hath magnified the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my
Saviour.
A reading is from the Epistle of the Holy Apostle Paul to the Corinthians.
Let us attend.
Brethren, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Food is meant for the belly, and the belly for food, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God hath raised up the Lord, and will also raise us up by his own power. Do you not know that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, said he, shall be one flesh. But he that unites himself to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is committed outside the body, but he that committeth fornication sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, which dwelleth in you, which ye have of God, and you are not your own, for you are bought with a price? Therefore glorify God in your bodies, and in your spirit, which are God's.
Peace be unto thee,
and to thy spirit.
Yes.
The Alleluia in the second tone. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The Lord hear thee in the day of affliction. The name of the God of Jacob, Jacob defend thee.
Wisdom upright, let us hear the Holy Gospel. Peace be unto all.
And to thy spirit.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go unto my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me one of thy hired servants. And he arose, and he came unto his father. And when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and had compassion, and ran, and fell upon his neck, and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in thy sight, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said unto his servants, Bring forth the best robe, and put it upon him, and put a ring upon his hand, and shoes upon his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his eldest son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh unto the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, Thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry, and would not go in. Therefore came his father out, and entreated him. And he answered, saying unto his father, Lo, these many years did I serve thee, neither transgressed thee at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. And when the 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought unto him to Jerusalem to present him unto the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy unto the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves and 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he up in his arms, and he blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to enlighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at these things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them, and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall, and for the rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher, and she was of a great age, and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity, and she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake unto him, of him unto all them that looked for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned unto Galilee, to their own city Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
Cerebral palsy, sometimes their muscles go very tight and they can't relax them at all. And over the years, I have learned how to relax young people whose muscles were so tight. And I could tell you what they experience. We experience cramp from time to time. What they experience is cramp throughout the whole of their bodies, right through the whole of their body. And I could tell Andrew was in spasm and was in pain. So I climbed into the ball pool and lifted Andrew into my arms. And then I stood in the ball pool with this boy. And because I have been blessed with learning how to relax Andrew, I was able to slowly work on his muscles and he began to relax. And I held this boy in my arms. And as I thought about him, this story came to my mind. As I thought about this extraordinary creature, this extraordinary child of God in my arms, I thought about how St. Simeon must have felt when he held a child. But because this feast is attached today to the feast of the prodigal son, I thought and remembered something else. Andrew could not speak. Andrew couldn't see. Andrew had no voluntary movements, nothing. But as he relaxed in my arms, and I felt, and I thought about it so much just recently, I felt an overwhelming wave of his gratitude. His thankfulness that I climbed into this ball pool and managed to relax him and to take away his pain, take away briefly his suffering. And this child had an overwhelming wave of thankfulness that I felt in my innermost being. And so I thought about the prodigal son. And the prodigal son has returned to his father. The prodigal son has returned in order to resolve his pain, his hunger, his disobedience, his sin, everything that he has done wrong. He has returned to his father, and his father caresses him with love. His father does not judge him. His father does not shun him. His father doesn't even remind him of the terrible things that he has done. His father clothes him in the best robe. His father kills the fatted calf. His father throws a great party to celebrate that his son has learned what it is to be truly human, has learned what it is to truly love, for his son has returned in humility. His son has returned knowing his need of his father. His son has returned not on his terms, but purely out of love. And so this relationship is exquisite. This relationship is so beautiful. And perhaps we should think, just as I felt the wave of thankfulness that came from dear Andrew as he lay in my arms, the sense of relief that his pain had gone, the sense of joy that he was briefly free in my arms. Perhaps we should think about what it must be like to go into the arms of God and know that he loves us, and know that he cares for us, and know that he doesn't remind us of our sinfulness. He simply puts upon us the best robe. He simply throws a party. He simply is filled with joy that we have come to him. Will we give our God an overwhelming wave of thankfulness? Will we give our God, whose arms are open for us, will we give him an overwhelming wave of our own love as his love is poured out upon us? We have so much to learn. We have so much to learn. We have gone astray so many times, so many, many times. We have filled our lives with confusion. We have filled our lives with all the wrong things. But now we can come back to God. He does not judge us. He does not shun us. He doesn't even remind us of our follies. He simply caresses us and gives of his love to us. This is just so close to Lent. We have so much to learn in this journey of Lent. We have so much that we need to do in order to come back like the prodigal to our Father. He waits constantly for us. He's constantly looking for our return. He's constantly yearning for us to come to be caressed by his love. Let us pray as we prepare for Great Lent, that this will be a great journey, that this will be a great journey back, as the prodigal had a great journey back. Let us pray that God our Father's loving arms will be there for us to enter into as we prepare for Great Lent. May God bless us and keep us, that the light of his countenance shine upon us, and be merciful unto us.